Former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift will return to the Berkshires this week for a speech on the Trump presidency. Jane Swift is a native of North Adams. She now makes her home in Vermont as a wife and mother of three teenage girls. She became governor of Massachusetts at the age of 36 and served from 2001 to 2003. Jane Swift was also lieutenant governor, and before that, she was elected to the state senate from Western Massachusetts at the age of 25. She will speak about the Trump presidency this Thursday at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts.
The Trump presidency is the outgrowth of a lot of things that have been happening in politics for some time. Certainly, we have seen both parties moving further away from each other and moving away from compromise, which I think is an unfortunate situation. So I'll offer some thoughts about that. I also think we've seen a rise in celebrity candidates and a focus more and more on the individual and personalities more than policy. And certainly that is the case with President Trump. I'll offer some thoughts on that in ways that I hope we can get back to focusing on policies. But I also think that President Trump hit a nerve with Americans who are feeling like the American dream just has not been real for them for a number of years, maybe even a decade or so. And I'll offer some thoughts about how we might respond to some of those individuals who are feeling dispossessed by our current economic reality.
And this seems to go beyond this country. Look at Brexit and some of the events in Europe and elsewhere.
Well, I think what you are seeing is that the pace of change with technology has been extraordinary. And unfortunately, the pace here in America and certainly around the world in changing the skill set of individuals in order to take advantage of the opportunities that provides hasn't been as speedy. So I think that's an opportunity as well as a challenge for us. And then certainly internationally, the turmoil in the Middle East has caused massive dislocation and migration patterns that, you know, historically when we have seen large immigration inflows in countries, there has been a reaction to that type of migration. I think you're seeing that both in Europe and in the United States.
The defeat of Hillary Clinton, what did that do for women in politics? Was that a major setback, would you think?
I think that we continue to have challenges in electing women at every level of office, but I also think there's a huge opportunity because some of the very solutions that I hope we'll see in focusing more on policy and being more collaborative are actually achieved when more women do run. The statistics actually say that when women run, they win as often as men. Politics can certainly be a pretty brutal profession, but you can also achieve an awful lot. And so while there may have been some dismay with the loss of Hillary Clinton, around the country you're seeing record numbers of women stepping forward to run for political office, and I hope that trend continues, women of all political stripes, and it's one I hope to encourage.
Could you catch us up on what you've been doing since you left office? Do you miss politics at all?
I've been really fortunate to build a career based on my knowledge of public policy, but securely in the private sector, working in the education technology field. I certainly lend my expertise to causes and individuals that I feel strongly about. Working on education issues is my profession, and raising my three children who are all in high school and my oldest is getting ready to graduate, I've been very busy.
So what do you see the future of the Trump administration? What would you like to see happen by the end of his term? What are some of the goals? What are some of the legislation you'd like to see enacted?
I hope that the Trump administration focuses on worker training. I know that there is going to be a focus on infrastructure. I hope that that infrastructure focus is paired with getting skills to folks who could benefit from the jobs that are created when you have a focus on building more bridges and buildings. So with the focus on infrastructure, you also need an education and training focus. I also think that I hope they don't throw out all of the commitment to trade, but certainly improving some trade deals so that jobs and opportunity, particularly in the middle of the country, is a reality for more Americans. That could be a positive aspect. But I think there are also a lot of challenges in terms of making sure that we retain our leadership as a global power and one that's dependable and that our allies can count on.
Former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift will speak on the Trump presidency this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts Church Street Center's Eleanor First Robert Auditorium. The event is free and open to the public.